Hey, this is John Millis.
John Millis, David Summerall.
Yes, sir. Well, first, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Summerall, and I'd also love to thank Tim Rivers and Marie Goodwin. You guys really take so much ass for us, and really appreciate it. You've been there every time. Books that just put together American Gulag Chronicles. It's such an amazing endeavor you guys have done, and I heard it's a really beautiful book. We don't have access to it just yet in here, but I'm sure we'll get some in here. But man, thank you so much. And I heard that 100% of the proceeds go to the J6 Legal Defense Fund.
That's right.
You guys are so honorable, and we're just so grateful.
Well, listen, we're honored to it. Tim and Marie worked so hard on that. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful book. It's got that picture of y'all's American flag all signed in the front of the book, and then American Gulag Chronicles in black, letters from prison on the bottom. It's beautiful. It's a coffee table book. You're going to love it, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw you hold it up on Cowboy Logic one time.
Oh, good.
I saw your interview on Cowboy Logic. You did really well, and I'm really glad to have you out there fighting for us, man. We hear a lot about you. I hear a lot about you all, for a long time now.
That's great, brother.
It was a very cool book. So grateful. You guys are awesome.
Wish we could do more. Well, thank you for all that, man. I really do appreciate that. On behalf of the team, thank you.
Also, while we're at the of course, my girlfriend, Kelly Wild. I love you, baby. You're the most amazing woman in the world. But I have to give a hat tip to the mother of the J6 movement, the mother of Ashley Babbitt, Mama Mick. I love you, Mickey. We all do. We all are so blessed to have you around. And you've been holding a nightly vigil outside the jail since August 1st, from 7 to 9:30. I mean, it is 0 degrees outside right now. And as of this recording, you are out there. God bless you, Mama Mickey. You are a blessing. You are our queen. You are our the true mother of the J6 movement. And I believe you're going to be out there on Jan 6th, so I'd encourage anybody to come on out, show their support. It means so much to us. We flick our lights, we call out there, and there's a loud speaker so we can address you on speakerphone. We just love you guys. We love, thank you, Mama Vicky, for putting that together. And there's a crowd of people out there every single night. So beautiful.
Man, that's awesome. Go ahead.
It's been tough. I've been locked up. My name is John Ellis, and I asked me that. Over that, but I've been locked up almost 2 years, and I haven't seen my family or my loved ones. I don't have visitation. None of us do. We don't have visitation or video visitation. The rest of the jail does. This pod does not. The Patriot Pod, we call it. About 20 of us right now. We've been up to about 50 guys in here, but it's all case pictures. We don't have visitation. We were on solitary confinement for about a year. First year we were locked up. We have occasional beatings by racist and hateful correctional officers. We've had guys get tied in a cell in the middle of the night to an inch of their life. We've had guys maced in the face at point blank range several times, slammed on the ground for not wearing a mask to go get cell call. And in fact, that day picture that happened to Ronald McAbee is actually a former sheriff deputy. So we've got, they poison our food whenever there's a bad judgment against this jail. Refuse medical treatment to cancer to a J6 that was cancer. They get a ruling against them in the court, and they poison our food the next day, cleaning chemicals. There's black mold everywhere. There's brown water out of our sink. It's just a nightmare in here. And it really is. I've been locked up almost 2 years, like I said. I have had zero bond hearings. So they keep pushing it down the road, and it kept getting canceled, or for whatever reason, kept getting kicked down the road. And I still haven't even, I haven't been told I don't get a bond. I haven't even had a bond hearing. I'm trying to, but for some reason it's not happening. 2 years on this trial, I am supposed to be innocent, so proven guilty. I went to January 6th for a peaceful protest. I witnessed an officer push himself out into the crowd and come out into the crowd, Officer Fanone. We all protected him. By the way, any of this stuff I'm talking about can be found on wearegoodmen.com. Officer Fanon video. I took video of it. I was about 10 feet away. We all protected him and made sure he got back into that hallway safely with the rest of his police officer friends. We back the blue. That's what we do. And I did that day for sure. And I know the men around me did as well. about an hour later, I was standing around. Long story short, I witnessed the trampling and beating to death of Roseanne Boyland at the hands of police. Everyone is screaming for help. I wanted to go check it out because I heard everyone screaming for help. That there was a woman being killed. There was a woman being trampled. There was a woman being, you know, everybody was screaming it. Everybody screamed. We could not breathe. There's so much gas and OC spray in the air. I couldn't breathe. Nobody could really breathe. And everybody was screaming. We couldn't breathe. There was a woman dying. It was very chaotic. I come around the corner. I see bodies on the ground, unconscious. And I did what I could. Now I'm facing a very, very, very long time in prison. The body cams are very clear. And I would encourage anybody to go to wearegooddead.com to find reporting as well on Roseanne Boyland's situation and videos and pictures of what I'm talking about. And also on wearegooddead.com is raising testimonials in our own words of our experience, J-Fixers, and also audio recording. So I would encourage, there's a lot of good stuff on wearegooddead.com. There's also a lot of information on the live streamers that cover the nightly vigil. So I just want to, you know, throw all that out there. I know they kind of, you know, inundate you with a lot of information, but, you know, this stuff is just crazy, and I just want your audience to know that, you know, this is so complicated, and it's so unfair when you watch, when you know the fact that the Democrats burned cities down, about 600 or more violent riots in the summer of 2020, and nobody's still sitting in jail pretrial for that. They took over downtown Seattle and downtown Portland, real insurrection, and there's nobody sitting in jail pretrial for that. And they stormed the White House, and they burned St. John's Church that same night. They injured over 100 federal officers that same night, and they forced the President of the United States, President Trump, into an underground bunker that very same night. And the only thing that happened was they blamed the cops, and they laughed at President Trump. The mainstream media, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they blamed President Trump for that.
You have 1 minute left.
So I just want to say, you know, I'm not asking for a free ride. I'm just asking to be treated fairly. I wish they would treat us like they treat Democrats. And I did not go to January 6th to commit violence. And I want everybody to remain peaceful. And I love you, and I love all of you in America. Thank you so much for everyone who stood by our side and written us letters. And God bless you all.
Hey, Merry Christmas, John. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.